And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden, and it's time now for music. The Scottish guitarist and singer Bert Jansch left behind an enduring legacy when he died a year ago at the age of 67. A new reissue shines the spotlight on Jansch at mid-career, both in the studio and on stage. Joining us to talk about the album Heartbreak is NPR's Arts Desk editor, Tom Cole. Hi, Tom. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for asking.
So tell us a little bit about Bert Jansch before we get to this new reissue.
He was born in Glasgow just a couple of years before World War II ended, grew up in Edinburgh, really, really poor. So poor, in fact, that he had to make his own guitars out of scraps of wood. And he was pretty much self-taught. He actually got a couple of lessons from the sister of another legendary British guitarist, a guy named Davy Graham. In fact, one of Jansch's best-known instrumentals is a Davy Graham tune called Angie that Paul Simon later went on to record. Simon was living in London at the time and got to know Jansch and heard his version of it. And it's one of those tunes that pretty much every aspiring fingerstyle guitar player has to learn.
Let's just hear a little bit of this. So London's a real hotbed then, a lot of guitarists, a lot of musicians coming down, mixing, playing these tiny clubs, a room or two over a pub. What made Bert Jansch stand out in that atmosphere?
Well, what was remarkable about him is so many of the musicians back then were very much influenced by American blues. You can hear that in Angie a little bit. But Jansch, like Davy Graham, was really sort of reaching beyond that. I mean, Jansch got to meet people like Brownie McGee and watch them and learn from them. But back then, Jansch and Graham and some others like John Renbourn were looking to what we call now world music, music from India, from North Africa, and jazz. And he sort of brought all of that together with his colleague John Renbourn in a group that they had together formed around about 1967 called Pentangle.
Well, and Pentangle, a lot of us remember from the time, was just iconic.
Totally. And they just had this wonderful vocalist named Jackie McShee, who had this bell-like soprano that was just fabulous.
She was a gift. So this is so lovely, Tom. You hear them together. What's this cut called?
It's called Market Song.
Market Song. Let's listen now, Tom, to Jansch in the studio about a decade later from the new reissue of his album, Heartbreak.
One morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. Wasn't gazing all around.
Tell us the story of the Chulu brothers in this original recording.
They were two Southern Californians. They'd been fans of Bert Jansch since they were teenagers, like 15, 16. And
this is Rick and John Chulu.
Right, who apparently stayed in touch with, you know, Bert Jansch. They met him when he was touring California with Pentangle. And so in 1981, they decided they were going to produce a record. They'd never produced, you know, anything before. And they borrowed the money from their mom to pull the whole thing off. They got a studio in Silver Lake, got some very good musicians, including Albert Lee, a remarkable, remarkable guitar player, electric guitar player primarily. And the thing is, he was an alcoholic. You know, there's no other way to say it more politely. And they had to make him promise to drink only beer during the afternoon sessions. And they wound up getting a good performance out of him. You know, his voice is strong, his guitar playing, is strong, and they also, while he was there in California, sprung to get some of his solo concert performances recorded. And this is the sort of neat thing about this reissue. One disc is the reissue of the original album, Heartbreak, and the second disc is a previously unreleased performance at kind of a legendary space in Santa Monica called McCabe's Guitar Shop.
The winter has passed and the summer's come at last. The small birds are singing in the trees. Oh, the little hearts are blessed, but mine can know no rest. For my true love is far away.
So, Tom, we're listening to Burt Chance from 1981. What happened to him after that?
Well, he had his ups and downs, you know, again, in large part because of his alcohol. He wound up being hospitalized by the end of the 1980s and then made a comeback from that, recording several critically acclaimed albums. People said he sounded better than ever, almost. Then, about six, seven years ago, he had heart surgery and made another comeback, recording an album called The Black Swan with Beth Orton and Devendra Banhart, among others, and really sort of got recognition from a younger generation and finished up connecting with people once again, you know, after a career of almost half a century.
So that's Burt Janch, the new reissue of the 1981 recording of Heartbreak. Tom Cole's an editor for NPR's Arts Desk. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You are in love and cannot dream of. I pity the pain you do endure. For experience, less men know that your heart's a fool of woe.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. I'm Jackie Leiden. Thanks for listening and have a great night.